we end this incredible paragraph of Yehi Chavod with a pasuk that we say a number of times every day. Hashem Hoshia, HaMelech Ya'aneinu B'Yemcharenu. Hashem, save us. The king should answer us on the day we call out. The Rekeach says this is the time to daven. Rabbi Nishleila, Hashem, Master of the Universe, send me a complete salvation. Or as the Malbim says, I ask that Hashem should save, that the salvation should always come through Hashem, which is kind of strange because doesn't salvation always come through Hashem? So perhaps what it means is that there are times where Hashem helps us in a very, so to speak, roundabout way. It's very hidden. It's through other people, through other reasons, through other causes. And it can be quite challenging if we don't see Hashem's hand, obviously. And therefore, we ask that Hashem should send us salvation with direct providence, rather than us really having to seek it out, to see Hashem's hand hidden. We want it to be evident. But then we ask, HaMelech Ya'aneinu B'Yemcharenu. You're the king. Answer us on the day we call out. Be close to us. Be there for an instant response. Not something that's going to take ages. Don't leave us in suspense. You're the king. You've got all the power in the world. There's no limits to what you can do. You created the world. You own the world. You have all the power. Accept our tefillahs. You're close to us. Stay close to us. Answer us. You're the king of the world. You can save anyone at any time. You're not too busy. You're an infinite being. There's nothing holding you back, Hashem. You're not like a king of flesh and blood who has limited capacity. And he really takes care of the people that find favor in his eyes. People that he's close to. Hashem, you can be close to everyone. And therefore, we're asking for an immediate response from an infinite being that has the ability to save us. Interestingly enough, we do say in davening, Terem yikru v'anyene, I'll answer before you call out. But here we're saying no. And the Chida says, we specifically want to be able to call out and then you answer us. Why? Because the calling out itself is an act of drawing close to Hashem. We want to feel that closeness. We want to feel that sense of being dependent on the Almighty. Once we've developed that closeness, then please Hashem answer us. We want to do our bit. We want to draw close to Hashem. We want to feel His power and His presence. And therefore we're asking for something remarkable, something special, something incredible. His salvation for our personal problems, for the problems of the world. We're asking that it comes as a result of the closeness that we've generated through us calling out to Him with sincerity, to be koreh b'shem Hashem, to call out to Him, to realize He's the only address to turn to. Salvation can only come from Hashem Himself. Then Hashem, please answer us immediately and on the day, because of all the power, there's no need for you to delay.